Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Christmas is almost here, and that means the decorations are all on display. That may include trees and flowers, ornaments, lights, and sometimes a sprig of mistletoe. Homes aren't the only thing getting decked with mistletoe, as it can also be seen in trees right now. But is this sprig of holiday cheer actually a sap-sucking parasite? Unfortunately, yes, mistletoe is parasitic. The actual classification is hemiparasitic, because it can photosynthesize for itself, but takes in some nutrients and water from the host tree. Since it is parasitic, it certainly doesn't help the tree, but does it have to be removed? For the most part, no, not unless it's easily done, cheap, or an emergency for the tree. That last point really highlights the threshold. If the tree is doing poorly or has many mistletoe infestations, then it is a big enough problem to deal with. Also keep in mind that stressed trees are more susceptible to other pests, like diseases and insects. It's not a death sentence to see one green blob in a large canopy, even though that branch may decline, but several can be a bigger problem. Removal is often accomplished by pruning the branch it grows on, about a foot below the mistletoe's growth. Clipping off the mistletoe growth itself doesn't guarantee eradication. There are some trees that are less prone to mistletoe growth. They are sycamore, cedar, redwood, sweet gum, rain tree, ginkgo, and unfortunately, Bradford pear. The dangers of leaving a mistletoe growth, apart from the tree's health, is the chance of it spreading. Those green blobs produce white flowers in summer and white berries that will follow. Birds eat the berries and deposit their droppings on tree branches, spreading the mistletoe around. For most mammals, the berries are poisonous if eaten. This is another very big concern when you think about removal. Are there pets or livestock that forage underneath them? Other mistletoes do exist, but we are most likely to see the American mistletoe, Phoradendron leucarbum. This plant was actually the native flower of Oklahoma, but since it's a parasite, the Oklahoma rose took its place in 2004. Just like Oklahoma's state flower, being a toxic parasite hasn't stopped mistletoe from being a staple of traditions. Love is one of the main symbols of mistletoe. It has long been a symbol of fertility and endurance, as when winter arrives and everything else goes dormant, mistletoe is still lush and vibrant. While mistletoe is put up for kisses, make sure that any fresh mistletoe has the berries removed to keep kids and pets safe. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.